7 minutes after the hour, time for a look at the news for a Wednesday, the 28th day of June for 2017. Well, the 2016-17 report of the Amador County Grand Jury has been released, and it is highly critical of the way the Amador County Health and Human Services Department awards contracts for services. The majority of the report is focused on the process by which Amador's HHS took contracts for services such as anti-drug youth programs that had previously been awarded to the Amador-Tuolumne Community Action Agency and awarded those contracts to a new nonprofit, Nexus Youth and Family Services. The grand jury report contends that HHS, or the Health and Human Services Department, showed bias and favoritism in awarding Nexus various service contracts and deliberately changed the decision criteria to favor the organization based on personal relationships. The grand jury report has already met an angry response, with an attorney for Nexus denouncing the grand jury's investigation process before the Board of Supervisors after the report was presented to the board yesterday. The grand jury also investigated the county's prisons and jails, the bark beetle outbreak, and county election procedures, but returned little to no criticism of those topics.
Amador County Board of Supervisors approved the county budget for the upcoming fiscal year, the 2017-18 fiscal year. Overall, the budget raises and spends just under $40 million on the year, up slightly from last year. Now, the county will maintain a $1.1 million contingency fund. While the county has seen increase in revenue from sales and property tax, County Executive Chuck Eiley warned of increasing retirement cost that's due to hit the county next year.
And the sales of safe and sane fireworks begin today at noon in Amador and Calaveras County. Cal Fire, the Jackson, Sutter Creek, and Ione Fire Departments, along with Amador Fire Protection District, have a few safety tips. Remember, keep fireworks away from grassy areas or structures. Do not light fireworks if it's windy or throw lit fireworks in the air. Use fireworks only sold in California with safe and sane labels. Place a garden hose and or water bucket nearby to douse fireworks. Closely supervise children using fireworks and set a good example by using fireworks as they are designed to be used. In lieu of the purchase of fireworks, consider attending a fireworks show like the Jackson Lions Club 3rd of July celebration. Buying and using fireworks tested and approved by the California State Fire Marshal in a safe manner will help prevent accidents and injuries. Remember, approved fireworks emit sparks no more than 6 feet in any direction and do not leave the ground for an aerial display. In Amador County, fireworks are only legal in Ione, Sutter Creek, Plymouth, and Jackson.
And just a quick update there. As far as the sale of fireworks, we're told that Plymouth, we got a call yesterday, said they'll be where they usually are near Pacific Street, and that'll go through the afternoon of the 4th. Hey, Amador County Cal Fire crews rolled to a wildland fire early yesterday morning off 16 in Latrobe. That's the fire we talked about here in the morning. First reported just after 7. The fire burned 30 acres of grassland, the Amador-Sacramento County line. Sacramento fire crews were already in the area mopping up a smaller fire from earlier in the morning when they received the call, so they had quick response. The fire was reported contained by 8:15. No injuries or structures damaged. The cause under investigation.
And with the Independence Day holiday weekend on the horizon, gas prices are on a downslide. A nationwide survey shows a national average price of $2.32 per gallon for unleaded. Prices in California are averaging closer to $2.95 as the Golden State uses a more expensive and environmentally friendly summer blend of fuel, and also higher taxes placed on fuels than most other states. California's gas taxes total just over 38 cents a gallon. A check with stations in both Amador and Calaveras counties reveal regular unleaded is selling in Amador between $2.79 and $3.19, and in Calaveras, regular unleaded is selling for $2.79 to $2.85 a gallon.
Yeah, just announced it.
Hey, starting July 1st, Amador County Catholics will transition to a new era. Now, due to a planned reduction in parish priests from 2 to 1 effective July 1st, Mass schedules will change. Starting this coming Saturday, only one Saturday evening vigil Mass will be celebrated at St. Catherine Drexel Church in Martell. That evening Mass will take place at 5 p.m. Now, Sunday Masses will now be celebrated 8 a.m. in Ione at the Sacred Heart Church, 9:30 the St. Catherine Drexel, and 11:30 in Pioneer at Our Lady of the Pines. A Spanish language Mass will follow 2 p.m. at St. Catherine Drexel. Now, in 2011, Amador County's three historic parishes, Immaculate Conception and Sutter Creek, Sacred Heart in Ione, and St. Patrick's in Jackson, consolidated into the one St. Catherine Drexel Parish with its main center and church in Martell and six mission churches throughout the county. For complete Mass schedules, including weekdays, visit the parish website, stcatherinedrexel.com, or call the church at 223-2970.
And a benefits workshop for veterans will be held Thursday from 10 a.m. to 2, the American Legion Post 108, Sutter Creek. Learn about VA disability claims and appeal process. Bring VA paperwork to be reviewed by an expert. Surviving spouses and families are also welcome. This event is free, as well as a consultation. There'll also be a free lunch provided by the Legion Post 108 Auxiliary. For more info, call Terry Sanders. She's the Amador County Veteran Service Officer at 223-6476.
And are you looking for a way to serve our community in times of disaster? Well, ACART is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization dedicated to helping provide a safe and secure sheltering environment for animals and livestock during times of fire and other disasters. If you're interested in volunteering, meetings and ongoing trainings are scheduled on the second Wednesday each month, 6:30 in the evening, at the American Legion Ambulance Training Room on Sutter Hill. For more information, visit the ACART website at amadoranimalresponse.org or call 257-4907.
I want to make that clear, JD, to everyone that they meet at the American Legion Ambulance Office Training Room, which is the office up above the American Legion Hall. We had had
where you see the vehicles parked.
Yeah. We had had that it was at the American Legion Hall yesterday, but it's actually up at the American Legion Ambulance Office.
I believe you go in the same
room.
Parking lot, though, right?
Well, you drive,
and then you would take a
you,
left.
You turn, and you go straight up on top of the hill.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD,
and I'm Jim Geedy reporting.